After the euphoria of victory had faded, Muhammad found that even though his prestige had increased in Arabia as a whole, the fear of an imminent Meccan attack was swelling the opposition party in Medina. Ibn Ubay and his supporters were backed by three of the largest Jewish tribes, Nadir, Quraiza, and Kainuka, who depended upon their commercial links with the Quraysh and wanted no part in any war against Mecca. A third column was opening up in the oasis. About 10 weeks after Badr, Abu Sufyan led a token ghazu of 200 men to the fields outside Medina and under cover of night slipped into the territory of Nadir, where he was entertained by its chief, Salam ibn Mishkan, who, according to Ibn Ishaq, gave him secret information about the Muslims. Muhammad's scouts kept him informed of these developments. These three Jewish tribes were clearly a security risk. They had large armies and were experienced soldiers. If a Meccan army were to camp south of Medina, where Nadir and Quraiza had their territories, it would be easy for them to join forces with the Quraysh and breach the city's defences. If the Quraysh decided to attack from the north, which would be their best option, Nadir and Quraiza could attack the Muslims from the south. But a more urgent concern was Kainuka, the wealthiest of the Jewish tribes and former allies of Ibn Ubay, who controlled the market in the centre of Medina. The Muslims had established a little market of their own and, for religious reasons, did not charge interest. Taking this as a direct challenge, the Kainuka decided to break their agreement with the Prophet and join the opposition. Muhammad visited their district and asked them in the name of their common religion to keep the peace. They listened in mutinous silence and then replied, "O Muhammad, you seem to think that we are your people. Do not deceive yourself because you have encountered a tribe at Badr with no knowledge of war and got the better of them. For by Allah, if we fight you, you will find that we are real men." Muhammad withdrew and grimly awaited developments. A few days later, fighting broke out in the market of Kainuka when one of the Jewish goldsmiths insulted a Muslim woman. As the Hakam, Muhammad was called in to arbitrate, but the chiefs of Kainuka refused to accept his judgment, barricaded themselves into their fortress, and called upon their Arab allies for aid. Kainuka had an army of 700 men, and had their allies responded, they would certainly have defeated and probably eliminated the Muslim community. But the Arabs remained staunchly behind the Prophet, and Ibn Ubay found that he was powerless to help his old confederates.